이네. Sosina de Bia, and the day Minyan Coupon, or Sonia Sassi, your four. Munina, shall I say? To me, Bia, shall I say? Obibia, and what is a war? Intina, I'm a pain. Michel Christo, yes, to demo fat to me, Bia, no moon. And the Saw Christo was so man, I say. And another day, Yajra would deem Cassian moon. A pie for who did the mind, Jiddy for Bia. So what's some young crap? Tinadema as some no emongra crebiamu.
Amen.
Now Bebiara or Bonifuana Shanuswa, and that they won't yanifa with ye. If so, when a tumi na ya would ya.
Amen.
Why cry, why cry, why cry, why cry, not to say woe. Why cry, not to say. Someone named Radia say, hallelujah. To me, be a yadin. We say, Obadia Cassa. I hear him in a Cassa.
When the King of Kings speaks,
and
when
you run a Cassa,
the Lord of Glory speaks.
To me, be a money must my run.
Always must bow to this God.
Elijah Yankupon,
the Lord of Elijah.
With him in Yeshia,
we've got it in his presence.
name. Amen.
Amen. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. If ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Now set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Amen.
Amen. Osenkafonguma timienu
Ecclesiastes.
Mutumwache usi adunu emiensa. Osenkafonguma
Ecclesiastes.
Timienu nimutumwache usi adunu emiensa. Na mebre a mebre no wiase no nyina efuno me temi beja no ho mama onipa obedi made no na hwan ene onimu se obeye onyansafo ana okwasia na so obedi made a mebre ho medi nyansa menya no wiase no nyina so Yeso eye huhu die.
Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
Na minu me ho. Na minu me ho. Awo obra me pre wiase enu nyina ho. Efrise etoda esese obi a wode ni nyansa na dwene ni nim die abre. Aye adwuma no ogya ni nyina ho ma de wa mre befa yenso aye huhu die ne ade bone kase na edien ene onipa nya awani bre nyina ne na koma mu eda dwuna wode ha ne ho ewiase no mu na ne na nyina ye ayaya die Na ne hawo eye no arehwo enso anadwumpo na koma ento ne yem yenso ehudie eno no amen
amen Ecclesiastes 2:18-23 Yea, I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun because I should leave it unto the man that shall be after me And who knoweth whether he shall be a wise man or a fool? Yet shall he have room over all my labor wherein I have labored, and wherein I have shielded myself wise under the sun. This is also vanity. Therefore I went about to cause my heart to despair of all the labor which I took under the sun. For there is a man whose labor is in wisdom and in knowledge. And in equity, yet to a man that had not labored, therein shall he leave it for his portion. This also is vanity and a great evil. For what hath man of all his labor and of the vexation of his heart, wherein he hath labored under the sun? For all his days are sorrows, and his travail grief. Yea, his heart taketh not rest in the night. That is also vanity.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Lord bless his word as we get seated. I welcome you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My prayer is for the Lord to touch
everyone.
No matter your condition, may the Lord be merciful.
Setting your affection on things above.
Say, what do we need to a near man? Well, she shall wash the end, a one near man was through, and I was a shall watch up at the was through.
Setting your affection on things above.
See, what they were pedian in a true and near man, a was through, and so.
They can't affection. As Antica said, Moon, say, oh, do be. And I said, oh, pad ye be. Now, say Yesha, and your name Paul, watch that slaying. For Christo, no cray Christo, ni, you subben soup.
So Paul tutored us, he taught us about the nature or the stature of a true Christian. Who is a true Christian?
Was it, oh, Christo, ni, no cray Christo, ni, be ya.
When anyone comes into Christ, or whoever calls himself a Christian, is dead to that old nature for the new one to manifest.
But
before that new nature can manifest, you must have Christ on the inside.
Christo bemwa was the sasubain and was the sabrabono.
So when Christ comes, he will change your nature and he will change how you even behave.
Now, on my sudadan, a woo.
So you'll be dead to that old nature.
Say, adia wea, a neon kekabium.
Anything that is dead can't manifest itself in life. No, it is dead and gone.
Say, adia wea.
If it is dead, the senses are dead with it.
So, you
can speak to the dead person, that dead body or the corpse, and it will not even hear, not to even retaliate or respond to what you are saying.
A wu
is dead.
So, I will
place this picture before you.
A
living thing and a dead thing.
When
that old nature is dead,
you are not
swayed by the things that you used to do. All those things that you used to do, you do them no more.
So I will say, when a Christ will be born with dia.
If you claim,
and we see Suda Dana Wu. Now so and your mother Danwa and one as I was what ya and yet no wung.
So if you claim
when in it,
amen. If you claim that the old nature is dead, and for that reason you are dead to all that old lifestyle, yet you have eyes for them, you still fancy or desire those things, then you are not truly dead.
Yeah, Oman kwa.
The life giver,
no matter,
and who also gives us that new nature,
one Christ Jesus
is Christ Jesus.
So,
Without him, you cannot inherit that new life. But when he comes on the inside, he changes your behavior, he changes your nature. And from that time, it wouldn't be you anymore, it will be he that dwells in you. You wouldn't be boastful, you will not pride yourself with things that you're able to do, because you know very well that it is not your making, but he that abides in you. When he comes to abide in
you,
he will mold you, transform you in your speech, in your attitude, in your walks, in all the steps that you take. It will be no longer you,
but
Christ that lives in you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Wasi, wewu. So wewu dia.
That if you are dead,
we ni boni mu atenka.
You have no desire for sin.
Baby, tenka ni ni obiem.
Oh, that all is dead.
Dia waba abeti omu no oye sronko.
The one who has come to abide in you.
Sa kopa sadia. Sa yasi ewefu abrabum.
And as a result, this world is dead to you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
O Christo ni no kwafo.
True Christian.
Ufie ehye na wo.
Where is your home?
Eh ba bia Christo wo no ho na ufie wo.
Where Christ is, that is what the place you call your home.
Jesus say.
Jesus say.
Yohane asempa. Etu du nine.
John.
Nimu mienu ni miensa wo say. Tra bia pi e wo maga fie. Sentisa man come and chira mo se me koma kosiesie baabi mama mo na sa me ko na me kosiesie baabi mi mama mo a me babio na ma be famo ma ko de mea me nchan de mi mi wo no na mo so ma bo hobi.
That in my father's house are many mansions. It were not so, I would have told you I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye may be also. This promise makes us a peculiar people. It tells us that we are not from here, but we are from above. And because we are not from here, we have that assurance that we are
from here.
So why are you swayed with all these things?
I just said, when you need your country, I want to.
It tells that you do not believe that promise. You don't believe the promise. That is why you are cleaving to all the promises.
We are continuing.
You are a traveler.
We are my friend.
You are. You are a stranger. You are a pilgrim. So why are you at war with the people in this world? God help us.
Say, would you? What been a senior was so
to focus on things above?
Would you near would do in a old done your man was so?
I live a life to fashion in that man.
And you know, say, yes, yeah, yes, yeah, Christo, bow a bear, we are sinner.
Christ who came to this earth or this world, he was God. That's God Almighty. The creator of all. So why did he allow himself to be born in that manger? He had nowhere to even lay his head. Yet he was God. Why did he make? He was not suppressed by the presence of the world, because he knew he was not from here. He came to this world, but he wasn't from here. But what about you? Where are you from? Where are you headed? You don't know where you are. You do not know where you are coming from. If you knew, you wouldn't be chasing after all the pleasures of this world.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I'm
all the pleasures of this life that we are chasing with all our hearts, all our soul, all our beings. They do not remain forever.
And
the things that remain forever are the things above. That he abides forever is the Lord God Almighty. Things that you came to meet here in this world, and you will leave them behind. You came to meet them here. You will leave them behind.
I didn't.
Why? Because you are not of this world. Yet you spend or waste all your time chasing after these things. Why is it so? It's so because he that abides forever is not dwelling in you.
And I'm so
because he's not abiding in you. That is why we are chasing after
these things.
But he that abides forever, if he abides in you, you will deserve things that remain forever, things that abide forever.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Things that you are yet to receive, you are always anxious, you are desirous. But once you receive them, it is no longer new to you. Then you desire other things. Because all those things that you desire, they do not live
forever.
It is only one. The only person who reigned
is
Jesus Christ. He died and was buried. And he resurrected. And he lives forever.
Hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
Again,
what do we have? In heaven or above.
And she was here, Diakuma. A dear children.
What do we have there? That we should chase with all our hearts and desire them.
So you Colossians for Matrimian Sana.
When you consider the red, Colossians.
Was it a sure honor, Christo tear?
That Christ is up
above.
So I must desire where my life giver lives. He alone is my savior. He is my strength. So I must always focus on him. Not the witches and witches. They will not remain forever.
And
that is the Lord Jesus Christ. I must look up to him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Brethren, listen.
Talk about 1 John.
When you read 1 John,
chapter 2, verse 1. What's it? So, we'll be here, Bonia. You are why what you enough for? And I said, or come up for B. I wear Jan and Chain. 1 year or 3 years to Christo.
We have an advocate with the Father who is the Lord Jesus Christ.
And in Tian, you are come up for that.
So we have only one advocate.
And you are bringing them 1 hour some channel.
So I must always look up to him.
And in Tino, I said, you are.
And that is why he says that we should look up to things in heaven, things above. We should desire things in heaven.
Because
if I fall in sin, He alone is my advocate. He will be stand behind me.
When
the enemy comes to accuse me, I look up to him. And he will intercede for me. Let's look up to things above. What are the things that we see on this world? They will all pass away. They all will pass away. What do we have? We have one. Who is our high priest?
Hallelujah.
Amen. He is an honest high priest. And then he
said,
I must look up to him because he will intercede on my behalf. No one asked to save me from
this.
My father couldn't do that. My mama couldn't do that. No friend of mine could do it. He alone. So I must always look up to him. Why should I look up above?
Bible say.
So disciples asked the Lord Jesus Christ to show them how to pray.
Matthew
6.
The reason why he asks us to look for things that are in heaven, that is where our Father is, that is where he lives.
We have no father, no earthly father. All the things in this world, none belongs to my father. So all these glamorous things, all these things that are so glaring,
there
is only one who never deceives us. He says and do it. When he declares when his peace is shall come to pass. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is my father. So when I pray, I'm not just asking from any man, but my father who has all other things under his control.
Bible says, "We that are alive, we will meet with them in the skies."
That is what I'm looking at. That I'm going to meet my brethren, the saints, in the skies. So that we go, together we go to glory. When you look at all the happenings in this world, they are all rabbits. They will all be rotten. Have you ever think of it?
I'm not power, sorry.
Wake up in the morning, you leave the house, you tell your family, I'm off to work.
Dada, mama, or sayan bafia, and son ya de bafia.
So we're expecting to see our dada or mama who left for work in the morning, only for us to see that it is his ashes that returned home. He left as a human being, but returned.
Oh,
he's telling you something. If you don't take this Christ, but you want to cling to all the things of this world, I tell you, you are only you are dust. Don't be so
poor.
You are nothing. The only one that makes us something is
Christ.
Without
Christ,
we are miserable without him.
Where
do we have our inheritance? Where have we kept them? Where do you have your heart desires? Where have you set your affection?
Baby,
determines where you have your inheritance, where you have your possessions.
Tell me, anum, sa wo do soro ni ama. Ehwo ni wajapade ewo.
If you love the heavenly things, then it tells that that is where you have.
Di ho na wakuma wo.
So that is where you will have your heart attached to.
Enye wiase,
not this life, not this world. I ask again. What do you have in heaven?
If you say, Munim say, Erade and Sam, and Amubinya, I beg that dear, say Akatia, the Radi Christon, and a more summon, hallelujah.
Amen.
First Peter, chapter 1.
First Roman, Edikai.
Verse 4.
So blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus. According to his abundant mercy, had begotten us again unto lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
To
an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and faded, and that faded not away, reserved in heaven for you. If you are a laborer without work, you are not paid. You must serve. And you'll be paid for your services. How are you serving God? He will pay you, he will reward you. All these things that you are chasing, what will you do? Will you use them to serve yourself for your own gain, or you use that to serve the kingdom of God?
We've
gotten to a point that man, we want to amass so much wealth for ourselves. Things are getting tough. Everyone wants to hoard, you want to acquire so much properties. You can build five, or you can have five, 10 buildings. Buy 10, so you have fleet of cars. accolades, all the titles in this world, let us give them. Let all men bow in your presence. Because you have a beginning, you surely have an end. But when you consider what you read in Ecclesiastes, all that you have labored for, someone who did not suffer for them, who did not toil for them, will come to inherit it. So your toils, the time you spent, you will not reap of that labor. Someone else will inherit them. There are so many things that you acquired, some through litigations and all.
You
look like you could go to places with those things. You could leave this world with those things. But it is not possible. What do we have in heaven?
Any Yamain.
That is our nation where we come from.
When you're free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, Philip of Wong Matimian Sanyim, what you know, say. Nayandia, Yamai, a free moon, Ankasane or so. If you want them, and sooner.
For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. If you know that you are not of this world, then you look
at someone
who will take you to where you belong. So why are you hoarding all these things? It's never true that you are not from here. Anyone who is a pilgrim or a stranger who
is like from here,
whatever he has, he shares with us. Because it won't belong the person who will live. But you are holding all these things.
Hey, style bia baby, pambi.
Every style of clothing.
And to maybe a baby, tobi.
Every new cloth that comes to the market, yes, you buy.
Fashion bia obedi achire.
Every fashion you follow.
Style bia so ye bia.
Every style you want to have that in your wardrobe.
And then bia so si bia.
You want to have every
car bia so tobi.
Every new car you want to have that.
You don't want to.
You buy all these things. One day is going to be a bad day. When that day comes, you look at all those things. And then, considering where you are going to, there was not, you stored nothing there. If you listen carefully to the Sunday school lesson, we have a reward.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We will go for some reward. But if you do not work towards that, how will you? If you don't serve him diligently, what will you receive? The daily word of God that the minister speaks to us.
He said,
if I do not preach it as I was ordained to preach, he will judge me for that. So I'll look straight into your face and I'll tell you
as it. Can it
be
heard
me? And if you feed me with honey, I will speak the truth to you.
And you will not ask for me.
Because you didn't send me.
And you will not ask me.
You have not sent me.
You are sent me.
He who sent
me. What me say?
He pushing me.
And
you
are my friend. You are sitting here.
You think it's easy what we go through?
Radim, why? Why?
The Lord help us.
Yesu, Papa.
We cry in our closet.
Yesu.
We weep.
the whole day. There are times I can't even
respond to my wife. All because of what the servants of God go through. So if you joke with the spoken word, if you joke with that word, the message that you have received, it is food for your soul. If you refuse to feed your soul with that food, so every word will blow. That's
away.
It's about time we held strongly to the word of God. There shouldn't be any discrimination. Don't look at your brother. Don't look at another person. Don't look at your
sister.
Don't look at your friend. Don't even consider your pastor or ministers. Focus on the word of God. Walk with it. If you are looking out to me, tomorrow I'll be no more. Yesterday, taking a flashback and thinking of all the precious souls, precious brethren that have passed on. Tells us that we have somewhere that we should go. Let us not gamble or joke with our lives. Let's not walk aimlessly. Or, like people who have no focus, not knowing where we are going or where we are coming from. We are not from this world. We are only on a transit. So let's live as pilgrims, as strangers in this
world.
Luke 22. Luke 12.
Yeah. Young kind thing, you know, 13
to 20.
No, nipa bia. Ofrin kwafukuo no mu ese no se chechefo kasa chire minua no ne me enche ewunyade.
And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me.
And obisa no se onipa when no wade me esi mu so tenifo ana odechefo.
And he said unto me, man, who made me a judge or a divider over you?
No, catch that one, say. Monsha, na monsha mwye pepe ho. Na enya onipa dia, wanyana abro swanumu, enanem kwa wo.
And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisted not in the abundance of things, of the things which he
possesseth. Na messi akesie na ho ena mede min no baye enyina ne menioma ebesie na maka makira me kra se okra wonioma papi awudi asie amamfinhia pi home didi nom na obo ento yam na onyankopa ka kire no se okwasia Anajui, obeji wakira efu wensem. Na nyoma, wesi yesi enu, ebe ya huayin dia. Saa, anadie, washisha ya padie, emanu huu, na onye odefuo, ewe nya wakupo ofemu, etie.
Amen. And he speak a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I'll pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, so thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you are not a fool.
Beloved.
Say, Yesha. Obibia, we are Juma, Enibia. Ugusu, ye are Juma, no. Okay, dear Bako.
Every worker is reminded of one thing.
Okay, say, a baby beba, Obekona Homi Jim.
The worker knows that there will be a time he will go, or he or she will go on retirement. So the worker will prepare himself or herself towards those days for that period. And we have other workers who do not even make preparation for life after retirement.
There
are others, once they are working and they are receiving that money, they live that lavish life. They will marry, chase women. The person who prepares for life after retirement, when that time comes, you will notice the difference between the two. The person who made preparation for life after retirement will live. But the other person who made no preparation, even before that they go retirement, they die before even retirement.
Because
when they become aware of the time of retirement, when they know that they are near retirement, reality dawns on them, but that time you have no strength. That's why I'm telling you today that while you still have life, while your soul still liveth, search for the life giver. Because when you receive that life giver, even in your retirement, whatever that you prepared in the life giver, he will welcome you with all those things. And you will have your peace of mind. But if you reject the life giver, the prophet says, you only have one thing. Someone who prepares himself while
he's preparing,
before death comes to take that person away, is the person we call a wise. But the person who rejects life and do not even cherish or value life, when death comes, it is all suffering. Choose which of these. Let's make a choice. If you save money, you save all these. And because of this inheritance, men consider you to be rich. Oh, he's a worthy person. Beloved. If after all that and you do not have Christ, you are forfeited in loss. You are lost. You are miserable. Every rich man with many inheritance, who is worthy, the most important of all this inheritance is Jesus. Everyone who has Christ, he helps others with what he has acquired. Because he knows that all that he's acquired for himself is for him. Rather, the Lord has given to him so that he will share among others. He's not from here, but from heaven. And that is our nature.
Saying,
The early nature would want to prove to everyone that
I am
the
Christ.
So the early nature would always desire that there's funeral so that they will go and show off.
Oh,
they want to show off.
Most
of us, our Christian work is showmanship. We have gone beyond showmanship. Whether your pastor is there or not, you should know that you were Christian. You only know one. And that's the only person who
meets
you. That is Christ Jesus. We never came to meet man. We didn't come to meet man. But we came to meet Christ. Christ, it is Christ. He shed his blood for me. And he is my hope. He knows all. Worries and my troubles. He will relieve me of all my burdens. He will give me rest. No man can give me rest.
Yeah,
we're all on the same bed. We're all laid on the same bed. But while we're in the bed, one will be struggling, panting for breath. Ask yourself, can you be of help to that person? The person alone knows what he's going through. So when they wake up, then that person will realize that, oh, you
and I
when those things were going on, they didn't know. He was unaware. Christianity is an
ethical
law. How do you see Christ? How do you see your God? It's not our showmanship. If you dream, if you are the only person who sees, then get your personal revelation in this Christ that you have received. You must have your own revelation. My revelation shouldn't be your revelation. My revelation is different from yours. He never called all of us.
And
we all
not
exist in the same
way.
One thing with this hidden is that we don't know when we will leave. So we should realize that it is an individual affair. Focus on your prayer. You should take a closer walk with your God. Take a closer walk with Christ. I'm telling you today, whatever thing that I'm saying is being recorded, it will be asked. You will be asked. Just as I told you. I told you and didn't work with it. Heavens will pass away. And this earth will pass away. But his word, it will never pass away.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And it is hard to swear, yeah.
So it's good you can rely on his
people
word.
Some.
I ask you this.
Argentina or Kreska.
Why do you save money?
Argentina or Kreska, I'll discuss here.
What makes you save money?
What do you say? Tell the back home German.
Are you saving it for your pension?
What's here? So the pecker, a car, yes, expensive.
Or you are saving. Or you are saving so you can purchase an expensive or a luxurious car.
And I said, "What is going to for Ubambo?"
Or you are saving for your protection.
Hey, sir. Another day.
This day.
Christo, only what to I am. Challenge. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What say?
So Christ is challenging you to think more about your soul or things above than things on this earth.
See,
that all that God has given you, use it in the work of the Lord. Use it to help or support his kingdom work. Because all the other things shall pass away.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you are
faith.
Awesome.
Worship.
Sutie.
Obedience.
When the crying back one,
through all this, then you can be rich in the sight of God. Or be rich in the kingdom of God.
As some of you fall, Abraham, can you must be born again? Message. What say?
Oh, so I will fulfill. San Cran say me. This is what the prophet says.
Yeah, what? What do I hold? Ebine say, filio love.
So when you talk of love, we have the filio love. That's love towards our spouse or yes. Our husband or our wife, the individual.
So when you
feel
that affection,
you
demonstrate that.
So when we talk of the filial love, we demonstrate that towards our partners, our children, our friends. All these things have beginnings. And everything that has a beginning has an end. Because that is love towards your husband or your wife. When someone offends your wife or speaks against your partner, you would want to fight for your loved one. Some love is just an affection or, you know, last infatuation. That will lead you to disgrace. But we have one love. That one remains forever. And that is the agape love.
Hallelujah.
Of God.
And the
prophecy is that if that love comes to abide in you, it will remain forever. And that will make you have that heavenly thoughts always. Always you will desire after inheritance. So without that in you, you lie. There is no way you can do it. So because it has no beginning. And that makes you a child of God. He who has come to abide in you is God. So God who has come to abide in his child.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then
all your desires, all your joys will be centered on things.
Or see, above. Faith is our victory message. Or see. There's higher ambitions in the human life than those things.
See, hunama bra boy munema bi wo ha ya prepare e hunhia ye e chance anima ye kan ho asami.
And Christians should set their affections on higher ambitions.
Na Christofo so ya pede ya kono de ya say niema e wo soro so niema e kron.
I think it will pay us all to sit down and wonder why we are here in the first place.
Why are you here in this world? Have you ever sat to think carefully about this? Ask yourself this question. Why are you here?
What is that?
Have you ever asked yourself this question? You expect to harvest that plantain.
Now,
but you have been brought here. You are here in this world. Why are you here?
Oh, my. And ever who was kind enough to bring us here?
Now, why na unya sa humo broi odo ise odi e ba asasi so?
What be sa? Why na do ba asasi so? Boku fili na do ba e? Akono di na do ba e?
Yes sir.
Ah, usha ya no akwako kutono no.
And you bow to.
Usha na di akwaya omotrum no akata so na hadi kron. E di ane siwa no na do ba e?
That stamp, is it the very thing that brought you here in this world? You have never
had
to think carefully about these things, to ask yourself these questions. Ask yourself these questions, relevant questions. Who brought you here in this world?
We ought to consider it.
Jose, you're going to
and ask him.
Now, if you
what he would have us to do.
The
purpose of us coming to fulfill what he has purposed for us. But we seem to be just wanting to keep up with the world.
Hey, God has a purpose for bringing you here. Let's eat, drink, marry, we'll be dead. I'm gone. That is the language of
God.
They say so. Quietly, ask yourself. I cannot ask in your place. Ask yourself. And the prophet is if you know who brought you here, then you will have that opportunity to ask him. You were brought here by someone.
I didn't know what by.
But the question is, why did he bring you here? You must ask him.
And
today,
I will say on Bible.
That should be your prayer. God, you brought me here. But for what purpose? Lord, help me so that I can fulfill. You cannot fulfill that if he who brought you here has not fulfilled it. That is why he wants to abide in you. When he's able to abide in you, he will use you to glorify himself. He will use you to fulfill his word. Avail yourself. Yield yourself. Avail yourself. Yield yourself. Let this day be a new day. Let this day be a day of salvation. Let this day be a new day. The Lord, you brought me here. You brought me here for a purpose. So Lord God, Father, I plead. Let me know the purpose.
And
use me to fulfill that purpose. I cannot do it on my own. My strength
cannot
do it. You alone know the purpose. So Lord, come and abide in me. Use me to fulfill that purpose. To your glory.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone want to fall?
Beloved.
Just let me say.
The scripture says.
You bet me the we are see so.
That we can overcome this world. How can we overcome this world? Through what?
I say, not by keeping up with the fashions of the world.
Yes, we are seeing, we are fed the idea who better for the year.
But the Bible said,
that
faith is the victory that overcomes the world.
GDA, and in Gunimidia, a dear, we are seeing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you can't be here, and you would GDA.
Amen.
What did he say?
If you know that Christ has overcome for you, that is your victory. If Christ has overcome this war, then that is your faith. If he has conquered for you, then there is no
way
you have nothing to do with this world.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And is that how you see it? Is that a manner? You love your job, you love your work more than Christ. Most of us, most church members, we give excuses with our work.
So
if indeed it's abiding in you,
you
will be in haste to enter the house of the Lord. This is where we have our salvation. This is where we have our peace of mind. This is where we have love. This is where you will find. There is no good
gold
in the world. This job that you are glorious of. Very soon you will lose it.
Angel,
it won't be long. You
will
lose it all. When you lose it, what will you do? This Christ. He can rain manna. People to eat in the desert. If you are walking with this Christ, I tell you, let all the world forsake you. He will give you the desires of your heart. I tell you today, he got to a point,
Elijah
thought that all believers were dead. He was alone.
But
the Lord Almighty told him, Elijah, you are not alone.
There
are father prophets. He could have the crow feed Elijah. Do not even think or bother about your stomach. What to eat. This belly that you are so mindful of. If you are satisfied today, tomorrow you will hunger. Is that not true?
You
chase after this food. You eat a little and then
you're
full. So if you slap your wife because you are hungry, because of hunger, if you insult your wife because of hunger, it's a disgrace to you. Because once you eat and you are full, that's it. But we have one food that
you
can constantly feed on it. Every day you can eat of it. And when you eat the food, it strengthens your soul. And when your soul is strengthened, when every power comes at you, and then your soul
will charge,
and it will tell that power that
he
still, because he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. Amen.
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 Blessed be his holy name. And you know, it's to quit making you smoke when you get the Holy Spirit.
Message.
What was the Holy Ghost giving for?
It
is to quit making you smoke
and drink
and want to be a big shot. It will take that out of you.
And then some bro in a bay eating in a
room. It will humble you. That what the Holy Ghost is for. It's for a holy life. Make you quit gossiping. To make you quit playing cards.
And all these
other things
that
you do around the corner
to
make you quit, you are carrying on the way you are doing, living on true to your wife. That's what it will do. It will quit making you want to marry somebody else's wife. It's to make you live a holy life. That's why the Holy Ghost is powerful. To set your affections on things above, where God stands at, the mind of Christ in you.
Yeah, Christo, you
can't help from seeing those things. When you look at them,
so sure.
You turn your head.
I feel what down with me. What
that's
down
right.
With
you. Is to make you look good.
You gossip because you have not received the Holy Ghost. You watch porn because you've not received the Holy Ghost. You want to chase others' wife is because you lie because you've not received the Holy Ghost. That deceitfulness. You are living the lie because you've not received the Holy Ghost. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you get the mind of Christ. That's what abiding in you. When you have that mind of Christ, because he's holy, you live a holy life. Is that how you see yourself? Mom is not here. Dad is not here. So you leave. You come like you've done nothing. You come innocently to church. You think you are deceiving me?
Oh, dada, mama.
Or you are deceiving your
dada, papa.
Or you are deceiving your dad?
Oh, dada, wow.
You are deceiving yourself.
The
snare will catch up with you. One day, it will expose you. So repent today.
And that's the sound.
Change your ways today. And take the way of Christ. When you have Christ on the inside, that is all it settles
in.
That will be your inheritance.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I'm
bringing it to
you. What do you say? You say, I can't do it.
The prophet says, I thought I would say, oh, wait,
oh, I just can't do it.
We pay the mint.
Sure, you can't.
No, could I?
But the Holy Spirit come for that purpose. That's why it is. It comes to take it out of you. All of them old habits. And things that you are doing. That old backbiting. Separating yourself, saying, bless God, I'm a Methodist. I won't have nothing to do with them old holy rollers. The Holy Ghost comes to take that out of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Message pardon. Now a man, when he is released from sin, man or a woman, there is no more desire in their heart to walk after the things of the world. He is freely pardoned. And becomes a new creature in Christ Jesus. And his affections are set on the things that are above. Where Christ sits. At the right hand of God. He's freely released. He doesn't have to have some priest to tell him. Or some minister to tell him. He knows in himself that he is pardoned. Because he has accepted it upon the grounds that God sent it to him through Jesus Christ.
What
a feeling. To be free from sin.
So we need to what everybody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 May we. Eh? What's the word you
have? You have been pardoned.
But you have reassigned them.
He saved you from the graves of this
when
world.
You
are no longer the property of
would
the
you
world.
Do
you believe that? If you believe, then I tell you this today. All the pressures and the influence of this world. Today he's telling you that you have been pardoned. You are free. The prophet did this. He said, that we have.
So far contain. Now the
between so. When you cover the fowl with this basket.
So child.
For
now
a longer
you can
period. Even if you take that basket off, that fowl or that hen will still remain.
Where you can turn over.
Although the basket has been taken
or
off, but that hen or that fowl will be there. With the thinking that it has not been set
free.
And that is how we most of us behave. He's telling us that we are free.
And then we are saying that can tell so that is
that. And the world is tricking us, deceiving us to believe that we are still under the influence of this world.
Bible say,
the Bible says,
so
when the, who
he
does, who the son is, he is free indeed.
What do
you are free indeed. We have nothing to do with this world again. All our focus, all our thinking are heavenly. All our desires are
heavenly.
Everything we have are hidden in
Christ.
All our hope is
in Christ.
All our healing is
in Christ.
All our peace
and then sorry.
Today,
let Kenya
and then quicken yourself. And tell the maker of the heavens and earth that every worldly nature. I want to suppress you. If you are telling me, God, that I am free,
and let me piano touch
it, and I push it aside,
and let me piano touch
it, and I push it away. In the name of Jesus Christ, stand to your feet.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lewafa mudio. Hallelujah. Lewafa mudio. Oh, Guamba, ni moja, ni ako, ya wafa, ah, wafa, undi ato de kache Satan. Alleluia.
Wafa, undi o.
Eh, alleluia. Oh, grandma, ni moja, oni ako, ye wafa, ah, e nyami e grandma,
grandma ni moja,
oni ako, ye wafa.
Is it
Our refuge, 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 our ref
kanya ya funia no ma dia nyina anya fofro ma manya dance
amen
sa wuda su yo nyame
amen
what you say dada wa say ye na difre ye fibem won sam ye de she jan kaudi wa o ya jin kwa yesu christo ni mu amen
amen
oh sam na ya Amen.